Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have a plus model and CEO and beauty queen. Tabitha Robinson is right here. She's going to enter Team Lion. You all can give her a holler if you like. So let's go. Because like it or not, with Michael Lane, he is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I hate doing this, but I have to give a special heavenly love shout to open the show to actor, dancer, and multi-talented Jeffrey Holder. Now, I don't know how many old school people out there, but I'm from the old school. And I remember when I watched a 7-Up commercial and you hear crisp and clean, no caffeine. Remember that? Well, I do. Back in the day where it was a 7-Up commercial and they would say feeling 7-Up and you see this black, bald-head, tall guy. That was him. I was introduced to Jeffrey Holder by those 7-Up commercials. This award-winning dancer and a wonderful actor who played in Annie, in James Bond, Live and Let Die. He passed away at the age of 84. So I have to give a special heavenly love shout to Jeffrey Holder. Jeffrey Holder, once again, dead at the age of 84. Much love to him. Much love to each and every one of you all out there, all around, across this great nation and around this beautiful world. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of the Team Lion Show, a.k.a. Lion, L-I-O-N, a.k.a. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. That's better known as. And I am your host, Michael Lane. Now, if you want to talk to me and my special guest, all you have to do is give us a call. Area code 347-826-9357. I will be giving you the number throughout the show. Call in and be a part of the show and show this woman some love. Now, who do you think I'm talking about? Well, I'm talking about a beauty queen. I'm talking about a wonderful plus model. I was just captivated by her work, her lovely pictures, and the fact that she is a CEO. We're going to talk about to be unique in just a moment. So right now, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to bring to you the one and only, the pageant queen, the plus model, the CEO, the go-getter, Tabitha Robinson. How are you, Tabitha?
Hi, how is everyone doing? Thank you. Thank you again for having me.
And I thank you for coming and accepted this invitation. It is really an honor. It's really an honor to have you.
Thank you very much.
Now, I want to talk to you about your work. I'm going to talk to you about to be unique in just a moment, but I want to talk about you. I want to talk about your humble beginnings. Where are you from, and what got you into modeling?
Okay. I am from Flint, Michigan. Everybody be like, you know, Detroit. I'm like 45 minutes from Detroit. Hour 45 minutes from Detroit. Cause, you know where that is. Where is Flint? Flint. It's about 45 minutes from Detroit. What got me into it, I wanted to do something different. Taking, you know, my selfies, like, you know, just taking pictures on the camera. And my friend, he told me, he said, why don't you send your pictures over to this guy, Brian, in New York. And he has his own magazine. And I said, okay. So I hit him up online, sent it to him. He was like, wow, you look good. He said, I need you to go get a photo shoot done, though. Okay. And I said, okay. You know, I never had. Well, I had one. I had one way back in, like, 07, probably around 07, 06, something like that, man.
Okay.
I went, you know, got, you know, just going to get a photo shoot done. So I went and did that. But that was, you know, years ago. So I went, got my makeup done, hair, all for the photo shoot, nails, period. And he wanted to see me, you know, in the photo shoot. Like, so when I got that done and I did that and the pictures came out amazing. I couldn't believe it was me, myself. Like, this, you know, like, this me? Like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, whoa, oh, wow. Okay, wow. You know, like, so I sent him the pictures, and he was like, so he used it for his promo. He's for his magazine. I was doing all his little promo for his magazine. And I was just putting the pictures out online, you know, hoping somebody would, you know, notice my pictures, et cetera. But at the same time, I was working on my business plan, working on my plan to do something. I wanted to own my own, you know, my own
space. Right, right.
You know, this is me, this is mine, do something different, because with me and my partner, we have done like events and parties and, you know, weddings, baby showers. We do that, period. But I want to take it to another level, do something way different.
Yeah.
And it came to me. So at that time, I was doing that, went and got the pictures done, did the promo. And so then I started putting pictures everywhere, period. Every day out here. And then the national director of Today's American Woman, she noticed my picture, and she was like, I got to have you. I need you to come. Have you ever done a pageant? You know, I was like, what? You know, no. You know, I don't even know. I didn't even know that they gave plus-size pageants. I always thought it was just Miss USA. You know, that was it.
Right.
I always thought it was just Miss USA, and that's it. So I said, okay, you know, like, wow, you know. So she said, you'd be a perfect fit. You know, come and join us and do it. And I said, okay, you know. I had to see, was it, you know, where a lot of people, you know, check it out, you know, check out this. A lot of people, it's a lot of scams out here now, you know, a lot of scams. So checked it out, checked it. And I got my state title, which is Curvy and Classy. And then I had to compete for the national title, which was held in June in South Carolina. And I went and competed, and I won. First time.
Oh, wow. First time.
First time. Because a lot of them, the system, or have done it so many years, or, you know, hire a lot of people like, oh, you know, I've been doing this. I've been doing this for such and such and such and that years. And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm only been in the game since January.
Oh, wow.
I've been in since January.
That is amazing. Now I want to know, how just going into the pageant, not knowing what to expect, you weren't even thinking about winning then, were you?
I wasn't thinking about winning. I was so still focused on, you know, my modeling, and I was still doing promo stuff, promo work, being this model here and working with this company here, and I just started getting asked for a whole lot of things, and I seen how, you know, I work and promote, you know, everything that I get my hands on, if I'm involved in it, I promote it. I promote it to the T, you know. So a lot of little different companies start, you know, coming in and asking, you know, hey, you know, want you, okay, cool, we love your work, you know, you look good, you know. I'm like, cool, you know, every opportunity to go ahead and do it. So with the pageant, she set me up with a pageant coach, okay? Uh-huh. And my pageant coach still stayed, like, she was an hour, maybe 10 minutes from me, because she stayed in Mount Clemens, her hour 10, hour 20. So she came down, you know, she prepared me a little bit and asked me what was, you know, my platform going to be, what was I going to speak out about, what had I been, you know, doing and everything. So she, you know, prepared me and even asking my director on what, you know, to expect. And then we also had a pageant coach at the pageant too. So my platform is confidence this year. And I said, you know, if I won, I'm going to speak out about confidence and having the confidence to do it, whether you're small, little, tall, curvy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get out here and do it, because you have that in you to say, I know what it is, I know what I'm worth, or I'm not a size 2, I'm a 22, and look at me, I'm a model, also a pageant queen, and you can do it. You know, I'm a prime example, but it takes hard work and dedication, and it can be done.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, we're talking to the beautiful Tabitha Robinson right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in, show some love, we have a caller, so hang on, caller. But all of you all out there, the rest of you from around the world, call in anywhere around the world, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. I'm going to get deeper into Tabitha Robinson's career in just a moment, but we're going to accept this phone call real quick, and we're going to have this caller come in and show love. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 You are speaking with myself, Michael Lane, and Tabitha Robinson.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Tabitha. This is Auntie. How are you?
Hi. Fine. How you doing?
Hey, Auntie. How are you?
I am wonderful. Just big shout out, big kiss out to you, Miss Tabitha, doing your thing. I absolutely love it, and just want to just say be encouraged and keep going through, keep pushing.
Yay.
I am excited about what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
And, Mike, you know I love
that
you.
That is wonderful.
You know I love you.
I must interrupt and say this, that you will soon be a guest on here. You're coming to you're going to enter Team Lion yourself.
Yes, I am. And I'm excited about it. Trust me, I am.
Okay.
Tabitha, what pageant system? Could you state your pageant system again, please?
Today's American Woman.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, Today's American Woman. I encourage every woman to try it. Get out here and do something different and it's positive. Because a lot of females, they're doing, you know, different things or even don't know how to go in and about doing it. And
And let's talk about that, because a lot of young ladies don't know how to enter a pageant. I just had one say to me out of Brunswick, Georgia, that she would love to do that. Her husband wants her to do it. Okay. And they need to know that married women can do pageants, plus-size women can do pageants. Talk about that tonight. That's what we need to hear.
The married women, well, how Miss Geraldine does it, she has the different categories. Miss Curvy and Classy, Miss Curvy and Classy, Miss Petite, Miss, it's a few of them, I should say. And they can enter, and they don't have with her pageant, it's not a criteria. You know, a lot of them have to have a criteria. You have to be single, you know, or never be divorced, you know, like that. With hers, you can be divorced. It does not matter. It does not matter. And you enter. Well, you pay your fee. Like, it's an entry fee, okay?
Right.
First thing, but you get your title. With $100, you get your title. And so what she does is she announces it and then puts it all over, you know, on a, you know, on Facebook, on social media, and you also is on the Today's American Woman site. And so once the fees are paid, you'll get your crown and your sash, and that pays for all the amenities that will be done in South Carolina. That's where it's held at. And once that's done, then you can start even making appearances as a state queen. Like, I got to meet the mayor of Flint. I got to meet the mayor of Flint when I came back. Well, I was talking to the mayor's assistant. And then she set it up to where, you know, I met the mayor. I got that picture. So that was appearance. And he supported, you know, He was just like, wow, you know, can't believe, you know, we have a state queen in the city.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, state queen in the city, but now state and national queen in the city.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So that's the first, you know, step. And then whatever city in is queen throughout, you know, the United States that she has, the previous winners, and there's coaches that does this, and they'll set you up with a pageant coach. You know, set you up with a pageant coach and coach you in how to go about and what to expect of the pageant. Like, I just got asked to judge Miss Teen 2014. I'm official judge. I judge on the 18th and 19th of this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to be judges. I'm a lot of queens and judging now. I'm getting ready to also open up my own pageantry. It will be Miss Unique USA, which is in the works too. But
good job.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. And what else? I'm also presenting at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I didn't even know that they had that. I know about Spoken Word. I didn't know that they had an award show for it. Go figure.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. Hey, we both learned something new today.
Right, and I didn't know. And so I got asked to present at there and do. We're doing most of the queens with some queens from around, and we're doing a tribute to Maya Angelou in D.C., and that's in November. So every month I'm into something. I'm into something, whether it's on the model side or, you know, the pageant side, I'm into something every month. December, me and the models got asked to do the K-Stylist concert as far as hosted. Well, we hosted in Fashion in Detroit. Oh, that was like the bomb fashion show. I can't express how good it was, because I had wanted the models to walk in the show, but by the time I got a hold of the guy that ran it, it was, like, too late. So he said, but we need some host tabs. Can you and your models, you know, come down and host? And I said, sure. You know, they can put it on their resume that they did this as a model. And I'm building up my model's resume. A lot of models understand that you have to build up a resume to say, I am a professional. I've been on this show, that show. I done this shoot, that shoot. and building their portfolio up and building their resume up as a model.
Right.
I'm doing it myself. A lot of models don't understand that, though, too, but it takes work. I had originally started with 1, 2, 3, 4 plus myself, 6. It was 7. Then I had to let 4, you know, just go. And I picked up 2 more, thank God. And I, you know, starting over, sometimes you got to do it. It's a lot of them have envy. And I think if, you know, we pull together, I'm not hating on no one. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to better you. I'm better than myself, so I'm not in competition with nobody out here. I'm doing chapter,
you better
but
believe it. You better say that again. Say it
competition
again.
With myself. Competition with myself just to do better.
Exactly.
Yeah, competition with myself just to do better. So I'm out here every day looking and finding, networking, and some, you know, you got to put yourself out there to say, okay, hey, you know, I can do this, or, you know, I was on this. And I was even telling my models, a lot of these males, females, they own their own little companies. You know, put yourself out there to say, hey, you know, I can do this, or, you know, let me model your clothes, you know, as promo, and putting yourself out there. If it's not getting asked, sometimes you got to put yourself out to say, hey, I'll do it. It's a lot of free stuff, you know, to do, but the money will come. It is willing. You got to work up to get to that money, you know?
Yeah,
right.
So,
you
got to
get yourself established.
To get yourself established, right? And I tell them that because a lot of them are like, well, you know, and we going to get paid. Who are you? Are you Tyra Banks? Wait. Are you Iman? Are you, you know, one of the top models of the world? Are you Tatara? Like, no. So until you build that resume, you know, pay work, true enough, but they still want to see, well, what have you done, like I said, as a model? Like, you know, we've been at hair shows, we've been walk shows, we hosted at this show, and I'm building that up, you know, for my model to say that. And they got to get out here and work. And what I did was I retweaked my business plan because it is hard work, but I'm letting the models now, they freelance, and what we do is just manage them and getting them out here, promoting them, putting their face out here in the different groups that we are in. I got a partner, too. What we do is if we find and book gigs for them, we want our percentage. That's it. And they basically work for themselves. I don't care who they work with, because it's, you know, helping themselves out and promoting themselves as a model. If you're serious about it, you got to be serious, though. Like, now, if you're not serious, then I really can't, you know, had a time to work with it, because I'm also working with myself plus this model plus that model that are serious about it. You know, so there's a lot of students there, and they working to get that spot, you know.
Right.
That's what I do. I'll help you, and I'll show you. I had help myself, and I'll show you how to get down with it and go about doing things, and that's what it is. I'm in published in 1, 2, 3, 4 magazines. Got 3 features, 3 more features coming up. Getting the features, and the small features lead to big features, though. You know?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I'm getting cast as a model and a pageant queen. Yeah. So
can you tell? Can you give anybody the information? Anybody that's listening who wants to become a model or who wants to model in your? Can you give them the information on how they can sign up with you, how they can get with you?
They can. I am on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, Tabitha Robinson. My Gmail, because I'm getting my site set up soon. My Gmail is tobeyoutobeuniquemodels@gmail.com. Instagram is TNT Productions. That's on my Instagram. They can also send me a friend request. I'll take a look. A lot of models, though. I had a model. Well, she didn't model, but she was thinking about it. But I asked her, you know, does she have professional pics? That's the same thing Mr. Bryant had asked me. And when submitting these things, I can't, like, submit a selfie. It just, you know, don't worry. They want to see professional pics, what you've done as a model. Even me, I want to see you want a different light outside that selfie. You understand what I'm saying? So, and if it's a good pic, to go ahead and submit it for a magazine or submit it for this casting or submit it, you know, here and there, but it has to be professional. It has to be professional shot. So a lot of photographers, they do cost, it's just the way to go. And I hadn't even talked to, you know, my photographer here, and I'm here in Detroit. I got some good people, and so most photography work, well, this out a real professional cost you about $400 or $500.
Okay,
professional photo shoot, and then include the hair, makeup, you know, et cetera. But you can get a photo shoot done in the area. However, somehow in look for the colleges, look for students that do the like the TFP work, and they do it for a grade, though too. So, a professional photo shoot done, and they can do it, and then I have to see and go over the submissions and see, you know, what it's looking like, and that's how it is. So,
all right, and we're running out of show, so I want to ask Omega. I want to ask Auntie. Do you have another question for Tabitha?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I was just listening in. So I'm glad. I'm definitely supporting her. Definitely gonna rah rah. Again, if we can get the pageant information, we know where to find you at on Facebook, and just keep encouraging everyone. Keep encouraging these ladies, especially our plus size beauties. I appreciate it.
The plus size, and it's because it's, you know, hard doing it in the plus size world. And like I said, it's just still in the beginning. I'm just listening to the little fishes of the sea. I'm still trying to get to the sharks and the, you know, this is just the beginning. But I encourage the plus size, you know, ladies that are inspiring models to go ahead and do it, because it is a lot of opportunities out here that they can get into. Like I said, even in the pageant world, Today's American Woman, if they go to todaysamericanwoman.com and look that up, and the information, it'll show you what you have to do, what to be done. And if they want to, you know, hit me up, I'll tell them how to do it. I'll hit my director. Her name is Geraldine Anders, and she's the director today. Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Today's American Woman. Yeah, so...
And
I love her.
Anything you need from me, just hit me up on Facebook, and we'll definitely chat. So
okay. Now, what's your Facebook?
I am Auntie.
Like
AMAUNTIE, or Curves in 3D, and you can find me on Curves in 3D as well. That's my page, my group as well. So definitely.
Now, is that Curves? I say that's public.
Curves in 3D or I am Auntie. So just either one.
Okay. But yeah,
right,
so.
Definitely. And yeah.
Thank you so
I would
much, Mike, for having me. I appreciate you, Ms. Robinson. I'm definitely praying for you, and definitely if you need anything, just let me know. You guys be encouraged and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
All right.
Beautiful Omega Auntie, she will be on the show coming very, very soon, so you all stay tuned for that. And in closing, Tabitha, I will say that you are a definite inspiration. I thank you for everything. We have spoken word. Now you're going to be at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards November 15th.
Yes.
So you all can get there, and don't forget to go to her page, Tabitha Robinson. Go to her Facebook page. You'll see the information right there, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I didn't even know it was one. You are really doing it up, Tabitha. You are doing it up.
I'm trying. They say that to try, but you know how you say to try? No, they like you just said, doing. And I got to keep going. You know, I got to keep pressing forward, because I am reaching for a goal that I must see. Because if I don't, then it'll be like a waste of time, you know? So, and I don't waste time.
There you go. I would love to have you back on the show sometime soon.
Okay, yes, I will. Like, I've been asked to come on twice, the Hilltop Radio Show, the Core Radio Show. I've been on a few local here, though, too. It's been amazing, you know, it's been amazing. And I'm just, like I said, humble and being asked to, you know, come and appear here and judge this and do that. It's wonderful. It is wonderful.
Well, you know, I'm a fan. And I'm glad to also call you friend, and I will definitely remain in touch.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Hey, your future is right now. It is right now.
Yes.
So I really believe that, and I admire you. Your hard work is paying off, and
yes.
This is just the beginning for you. And you just,
yes.
you're going to rise even more to the top.
Yes, yes, I plan on it.
All right. God bless.
Okay.
That was Tabitha Robinson. It was such a pleasure having her on. You all around the world, I'm sorry for a couple of you guys who called in too late. The show is going out, but I'm sure you all can email me, and I will give the love to her. All right, email me, like it or not, with michael@gmail.com. I'm sorry we just ran out of time. We will have her back on. We will have her back on, I guarantee you that. Thank you for Auntie Omega. Thank you to her for calling in, and thank you to the lovely and the beautiful Tabitha Robinson. And until next time, join me tomorrow, smacktongue.com. I will be on it, and be on and popping, as always, 8 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. I love each and every one of you all from all around the world. And then the next time, you all better remember that no matter how I bring it, it's going to be real because it's all me.
Like it or not. Like it or not. Like it.